The Second Humanity. There's a verse in 1 Corinthians 15:47 that often gets pulled out as proof that Jesus existed before his birth in Bethlehem. But when you slow down and look closely, something surprising happens. Here's how the King James Version renders it. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. 1 Corinthians 15:47, KJV. At first glance, that seems clear. But look again. E.W. Bullinger pointed out that the phrase "the Lord" is not found in the Greek texts. It's been inserted. That alone should make us pause. Then, there's the word often translated "man." The concordant version frequently renders it as humanity. And that changes everything. Because now the verse isn't about two individual persons. It's about two humanities. Not first man versus second man, but first humanity versus second humanity. The first humanity was out of the earth, soilish. The second humanity is out of heaven. Now read the whole passage again. The context of 1 Corinthians 15:35 to 49 isn't about where Christ came from before birth. It's about what kind of body is being raised. A soulish body, a spiritual body, verse 44. This is resurrection language, transformation language, new creation language. Christ didn't become the head of a new humanity when he was born. He was raised to be the head of it. This isn't a story about pre-existence. It's a story about resurrection existence, about a whole new kind of humanity emerging, not from the soil, but from heaven. And that means something beautiful. You're not trying to become something you're not. You're part of something that's already been raised by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr.